Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily / Weekly Podcast. And this is for Friday, the 11th of September 2020, and week ending. This is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's start with the daily overview statistics. And this again is for Friday the 11th of September 2020. There were 539 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's down from 550 yesterday. Of the 539 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher, there were 185 with gains. That's down significantly from 250 with gains yesterday. There are 144 with no gain. That's up from 132 yesterday. And there are 210 with a loss. And that's up from 168 yesterday. So a couple of concerns there with the stats, particularly with the losses. We certainly like that well under 200 in a day. Okay, as far as the volume is concerned, it's also dropped to 1.44 billion. And that's down from 1.72 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average has dropped to 2.67 million, down from 3.14 million yesterday. The average percentage gain loss has also dropped slightly to 0.82%, and that's down from 1.07% yesterday. Let's look at the good news for today. Let's look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks, and they are: at number one, we have Firefly Resources Limited, ASX code FFR, and it had a percentage gain of 35.29%. At number two, we have Casbah. We have three companies equal number two, all at 33.33% gains, and they were Casbah Resources Limited, ASX code KAS, also Azura Minerals Limited, ASX code AZS, and also Veriscan Mines Limited, ASX code VAR. They all had a percentage gain of 33.33% and an equal number two. At number three, we have Pilot Energy Limited, ASX code PGY, and it had a percentage gain of 32.14% today. So that rounds off the top five, but bearing in mind three were equal number two at 33.33%. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. Some great positive gains and activity there. Let's look at the commodities performance today, and the best performing commodities were gold, oil and gas, silver, nickel and zinc, all performing well. The highest traded stock today was Los Cerros Limited, ASX code LCL, and 15.80% of the company was traded today. And as far as project locations, Kalgoorlie was the standout location, which is located in Western Australia. Let's look at the top 20 spend over the last 12 months, and that's the percentage staff admin spend versus project spend. And again, this is the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And it's increased to 62%. So that's up from 58% yesterday to 62% average spend on the top 20 today are spending on staff admin. Again, that's 62% of money available over the last 12 months was spent on staff admin. That's leaving a very low 38% spent on projects. So please always ask the question to the board as to where they're spending the money, and if they're spending more on staff admin, ask them why. And sometimes there can be legitimate reasons and sometimes there aren't. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 142 ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher that traded today that use an ERP software solution. That's down slightly from 145 yesterday. The average percentage gain loss is at a at a loss today. It's at a minus 0.94%, and that's a huge turnaround from a positive 1.93% average gains yesterday. So a loss of minus 0.94% today for the ERP companies. As far as volume, volume's down to 445 million. That's down from 513 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, only one are using an ERP software solution. And looking at the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks with ERP solution, their average spend over the last 12 months on staff admin is 41%. And the general average was 62% today. So that's a huge difference as far as percentage of money spent in staff admin versus project spend. So with ERP, only 41% on staff admin over the last 12 months, leaving a high 59% spent on projects. So that reflects any of the ASX resource stocks using an ERP software solution. So that concludes our daily overview today. We'll now move on to the weekly overview. And again, this is for week ending Friday, the 11th of September 2020. Let's start with the volumes. We'll start with the number of companies trade ASX resource stocks that traded this week. There were 603 ASX resource stocks that traded this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And that's up from 601 last week. Volume is down slightly to 9.30 billion this week, and that's down slightly from 9.67 billion last week. Therefore, the average volume has dropped to 15.3 million, and that's down from just over 16 million average volume last week. The percentage average gain loss is at a gain again this week at 3.42% average gain. And that's up from 3.29% average gain last week. So great stat there. And of the 603 ASX resource stocks that traded this week, 286 had gains. And that's up from 256 last week. 89 with no gain. That's up from 64 last week. And 228 with a loss. And that's down from 281 last week. So that's great stats there as far as the losses dropping down towards 200 and the gains heading up towards 300. So that shows a strong week for the ASX resource sector this week. And again, that reflects any ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. Let's continue with the positive news for the week and look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. And at number one, we have Los Aeros Limited, ASX code LCL, and it had a percentage gain of 113.24% this week. At number two, we have Rimfire Pacific Mining, ASX code RIM, and it had a percentage gain of 100%. At number three, we have Firefly Resources Limited, ASX code FFR. It had a percentage gain of 91.67% this week. At number four, we have Genesis Resources Limited, ASX code GES. And it had a percentage gain of 76.47% this week. And rounding off at number five is Sagasco Limited, ASX code SGC, and it had a percentage gain of 55.17% this week. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. Again, some great positive gains and strong activity to back that up. Let's move on and talk about the commodities for the week. And the best performing commodities for this week were gold, copper, silver, lithium, and HPA Alumina Kaolin. And as far as the highest traded stock this week, it was Sabre Resources Limited, ASX code SBR, and 71.27% of the company was traded this week. That's huge volumes, and it also performed well this week. And the best performing project locations were Kalgoorlie and Murchison District, both located in Western Australia. Let's reflect on the top 20 spend over the last 12 months, and this is comparing percentage staff admin spend versus project spend for the last 12 months, and only reflects the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week with a share price of 1 cent or higher. So the average was 52.78% average spend on staff admin over the last 12 months, leaving just over 47% spent on projects. That's down, so as far as last week, that was at 59.72% spent on staff admin with the top 20. So that's dropped to 52.78% this week spent on staff admin over the last 12 months with the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week. So that's heading in the right direction, but I generally like approximately around 40% or thereabouts spent on staff admin, leaving a lot more spent on projects, so around 60% on projects. But always ask the question back to the board as far as where money's been spent. Looking at the ERP statistics for this week, and there are 154 ASX resource stocks that traded this week that use an ERP software solution. That's up ever so slightly from 153 last week. The average percentage gain loss is again at a gain. It's at a gain of 2.15% this week, and that's up from a positive gain of 1.72% average gain last week. The volume is dropped slightly to 2.25 billion, and that's down from 2.61 billion last week. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks for this week, only two are using an ERP software solution. And as far as looking at the top 20 best performing stocks that are using an ERP software solution this week, their average percentage spend over the last 12 months on staff admin was 43.62, leaving close to 57% spent on projects. So the difference being the general average was 52.78% spent on staff admin over the last 12 months, reflecting the top 20. And reflecting the top 20 that use ERP, the percentage was 43.62% spent on staff admin over the last 12 months. So ERP is a very, very good indicator of one, there's belief in the project progressing forward, and secondly, that there's more money and focus spent on the project itself rather than staff admin. All right, let's conclude this week's daily/weekly MacCorp podcast with an overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for this week, which was Los Cerros Limited, ASX code LCL. And if we remember, listeners, they were the best performing stock one day this week, so we have done an overview of this company. So let's look at their projects. They have a number of projects in South America, predominantly Chile and Colombia. They do have an advanced couple of advanced projects in PFS and feasibility. And as far as their project spend over the last 12 months, they've spent $2.96 million on projects and $2.66 million on staff admin. That reflects that over the last 12 months, 47.30% was spent on staff admin, leaving close to 53% spent on projects. As far as money in the bank, they have just over $940,000 in the bank. That's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. As far as their market cap, it's closed the week at 52.8 million. Their share price has closed at 14.5 cents. As far as their share price performance, it started the year at 7.2 cents. So it's just about doubled or double their market cap over the last 12 in 2020. So that's a great turnaround for a great gain for the top 20 shareholders, and congrats to all holders of LCL. As far as shares on issue, they have just over 346 million shares on issue. Let's look at the top 20 shareholders along with the directors. And between the directors and the top 20 shareholders, they own in excess of, sitting at about a third of the company, about 33% of the company reflects the top 20 and the director's shareholding. One thing also I'll point out before we conclude today's overview of the best performing ASX resource stock, they are using an ERP software solution and have been for a number of years, so that is a positive sign as well. So that now concludes the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock for the week, which was Los Cerros Limited, ASX code LCL. That also concludes our MacCorp Daily / Weekly podcast. And thanks again for listening. We hope you've gained some valuable insights into the ASX resource market. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss in our podcast, please email steve@maccorp.net.au. And thanks again for listening. Good evening and have a great weekend. Good night.